He keeps working on the railroad. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden is famous for taking Amtrak for years as a senator. Leaves for New York City this hour to again tout the infrastructure law funding major projects across the country, like a new rail tunnel for Baltimore, where he went yesterday, saying it'll take
thousands of vehicles off the highways, including the interstate, to save millions of barrels of oil, reducing pollution.
A new tunnel under the Hudson River on the agenda today.
According to the White House, the project will improve reliability for the passenger trips on Amtrak and New Jersey Transit, adding the transit lines have about 200,000 passenger trips per weekday.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The federal government's going to change the way it handles COVID by May 11th, ending two national emergencies declared at the start of the pandemic.
House Republicans are already claiming victory, with Majority Leader Steve Scalise writing in a statement, "The White House caves to House Republicans," going on to say the vast majority of Americans have returned to work and resumed their lives months ago.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Two more Memphis police officers have been relieved of their duties, but not charged so far in the beating of Tyree Nichols. Five now ex-cops are charged with murder. Three Memphis EMTs have also been fired for not responding properly to give Nichols medical care. The search continues in Lakeland, Florida, for the car and gunmen involved in a drive-by shooting.
About a quarter to four in the afternoon, Tina Smith's kids were getting off the school bus. Her security camera got that sound.
I was hoping it was firecrackers, but when I didn't see any smoke, and then you hear everybody, I've been hit. It was kind of just so surreal and scary.
10 people were hurt, too critically.
Fox's Evan Brown. An ice storm is glazing over parts of the South.
They're dealing with it in places like Memphis and also Little Rock, and they're going to have more on the way as we go throughout this evening.
Fox weather meteorologist Britta Merwin. A lot of Texas also icing over. FlightAware reports just over 1,000 flights have been canceled, a lot of them too.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
From Dallas, America's listening to Fox News. Stocks are rising a bit this morning as Federal Reserve policymakers meet to assess the economy, and that'll continue into tomorrow when another interest rate hike is expected to keep trying to drive inflation down. The Dow is up 13 points, the Nasdaq's gaining 36, the S&P 500 adding 9 points, the price of oil up a little bit, it's higher than $78 a barrel now. Gas is down a fraction today, but that bucks a recent trend up.
Up for a fifth straight week, gas prices now 30 cents more on average nationwide. From this time last month to $3.50 for a gallon of regular unleaded, according to AAA. That's up 6 cents in just a week, with industry experts expecting more pain at the pump and sooner than expected, saying $4 gas prices this spring or sooner is not out of the question, with high demand and higher oil prices. The most expensive gas prices, Hawaii, with an average $4.93 per gallon, and California at $4.55 per gallon on average. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The mystery deepens in Dallas, where people keep wondering what's going on at the zoo.
Some animals have gone missing, while another one was killed. Two emperor tamarin monkeys were taken from the zoo Monday. This after the recent suspicious death of an endangered vulture and a leopard went missing. No arrests have been made, and police have not said whether the incidents are linked. The facility was closed on January 13th and a day-long search conducted when a clouded leopard went missing. Nova was eventually found near her habitat. Police say a tool had been used to cut an opening in its fencing. A similar gash was also found in an enclosure of Langur monkeys, though none got out. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On New York's Long Island, another humpback whale's washed ashore, one of at least 10 in the past 2 months. They'll perform a necropsy today to determine the cause of death. Most of the humpbacks have died from being struck by boats or being tangled in fish.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.